当他一看见风浪，他的就要沉下去了。什么力量能够让我们走在水上呢？
And what is causing us to walk on water?
当我们的眼睛放在耶稣的身上，
And that is when we cast our eyes on Jesus him.
当我们的信心放在神给我们的应许上面，
And when our faith is upon the Lord's promise.
弟兄姊妹，能够让我们胜过这一切的风浪，
And so that we can overcome all this storm tempest.
我知道最近有很多的弟兄姊妹都在各样的试炼里面，
And I know that many of us are in difficulties these days.
有生病的，
and some of us have sickness.
有亲爱的家人去世的，
and some loved ones of our families passed away.
有很多人失掉了工作，
and many people have lost jobs.
有很多人在家庭在事业上碰到了很多的困难，
and there are many more difficulties in our home and at our working place.
弟兄姊妹，圣经告诉我们，信心都需要经过试验。
Then the Bible clearly tells us that all faith must be tested.
神要把一个比金金还要宝贵的信心制作在我们的里面。
Because the Lord wants to make this gold that is more precious than we find gold in us.
因为只有信心可以让我们摸着永恒的事情。
And because only faith will enable us to touch eternity.
因为只有信心能够把天上的祝福带到人的中间来。
And only this true faith can bring down God's blessings to man.
也只有真正的信心能够叫我们跟神同行。
And only this true faith will enable us to walk with God.
所以神容许风浪临到我们的身上。
And therefore the Lord allow all this kind of bad things to happen.
不是为了要吞灭我们。
Not to swallow us up.
乃是要来培养一个不住增长一个真实的信心。
And but to nurture us and to build up a growing faith in us.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当环境当拦束在那里告诉我们。
So when we encounter hardship, what do we learn from it?
到底神到哪里去了？
Where is God?
在我的拦束中，神为什么好像不同在了？
And how come I don't feel God's presence so real in my hardship?
弟兄姊妹，信心却说，我深知道我所信的是谁。
But then if we turn to faith, then we will say in ourselves that I truly know whom I believe.
信心却告诉我们，神永远不丢弃我们，也不撇下我们。
And this faith tells us that God will never forsake us or abandon us.
当信心在，当环境在那里告诉我们说神不再爱我们了。
And when our circumstance try to cheat us, telling us that God does not love us anymore.
信心却告诉我们，神是用永远的爱爱了我们。
But then God's faith will tell us again that He has loved us with eternal love.
因为主耶稣亲自告诉我们，他既爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
Because the Lord Himself has told us that Him who He loves, He will love us till the end.
难处在那里告诉我们，不可能，真的不可能。
And difficulties will tell us that it's not possible.
那么多比我有经验的人都找不到工作。
And so many people who have more experience than us cannot find jobs either.
不可能，不可能。
And they will tell us not possible.
但是信心却告诉我们，在神永远没有难成的事情。
But then faith will tell us that in God nothing is impossible.
在信的人凡事都能够。
And to whom he believes, they will be able to do all things.
难处在这里，让我们里面问神为什么。
And hardship will tell us and ask us why.
甚至多加一个字 ，Why me？ 为什么临到我
？And we'll ask ourselves why me？
但是弟兄姊妹，信心却让我们在主的面前说：“我深知道凡事都有他的美意。”
But then faith will remind us that God has a good will for all of us.
信心却提醒我们万事都互相效力。
And faith will remind us that all things work together.
弟兄姊妹，难处在这里告诉我们，难道神会管这些事吗？
And difficulties tells us that, question us that if God will handle all these things for you.
算了，我已经自顾不暇了，我要解决我的问题。
And never mind that, but then solve the problems on hand.
但是信心却提醒我们。
But then faith tells us
天上的飞鸟不种也不收
that the birds in the air do not sow or weave
天父尚且养活它
and the heavenly father still maintain them
这么不值得注重的一个乌鸦神都养活它
and even a crow that is counted as nothing God maintains its life
野地的百合野地的草今天还在明天就丢在火里神也给它这样子柔美的装饰
and even the wild grass in the field that God still clothed with beauty.
何况我们这些神的儿女们。
And more so for all God's children.
弟兄姊妹，你发现了没有？在每一个环境的里面，仇敌都借着难处要来打击我们。
And have we discovered that the enemy tried to strike us and knock us down in all difficulties?
但是信心却在每一个环境的里面，让我们定睛来看耶稣，不看环境。
The faith will remind us to look, turn our eyes on Jesus and not at difficulties.
信心让我们在每一个环境的里面，我们脚踏在神的应许上面。
Faith will enable us to stand firm in God's promise in every difficulty.
像保罗所宣告的，我信神怎样对我说。事情要怎样成就
And just like Paul often declared that I believe what God has said and how he will fulfill it.
环境让我们灰心失望说主到底还要多久
And our circumstance will cause us to be disheartened and ask how much longer, Lord.
时间常常是我们一个最大的考验
And it is true that time is often the greatest test.
好像我们再也走不下去了
And as if we can no longer endure.
信心却告诉我们 in his time.
But then the faith will tell us that in his time,
all things beautiful,
all things will be beautiful.
弟兄姊妹，他是神，他不误事。
And he is God, and he will not tarry.
在他的时候，照着他的方法，他要成就美事在我们的身上。
According to his method, in his time, he will do make all things beautiful on us.
弟兄姊妹，当我讲这些的时候，我绝对不是在这里讲一些空谈，一些道理。
And I'm not just talking to thin air now.
没有一个神的儿女不需要被摆在信心的路上。
Because we clearly know that every child of God must be placed upon this path of faith.
因为他爱我们。
Because Heavenly Father loves us.
他不愿意任凭我们这样子下去。
And he would not want to see us just to go our own ways.
一切的环境要把那最美的生命制作在我们的里面。
And so he created all environments in order to build us the most beautiful life.
这一切的难处要让我们对我们所信的神产生第一手的认识和经历。
So hardship on us will cause us to have first-hand experience in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神来坚固我们在座的每一个人。
And we ask the Lord to help us to be firm in Him.
不管你的难处是健康的，是家庭的，是失去亲人，是失去工作。
Doesn't matter how hardship is attacking you in your health or in your environment, your family or at work.
让我们在信心里面知道神没有丢弃我们。
But then by faith, let us all declare that God has not forsaken us.
我们一切所需要的天父都知道。
And all that we need, that Heavenly Father knows.
他乐意把这一切都赐给我们。
And he is more than willing to give us all these things.
弟兄姊妹，让我们的信心经过试验，产生出那么宝贝的生命来。
And so that our faith may be tested in order to give birth to the most beautiful life.
也在我开始今天的主日信息以前，我想我们也还是一起低头，为了这些有难处的弟兄姊妹们，我们有个祷告。
So before the message meeting, let us bow our head and to pray for those who are in hardship.
亲爱的主，我们的心何等的感谢您。
And dear Lord, how we thank you.
虽然许多的时候，这句话从我们里面好像出不来。
And although oftentimes we cannot utter these words,
因为难处太大了。
And because the hardship is too great,
因为时间太久了。
And because we endure so long,
因为我们的信心太软弱了。
And because we have such a weak faith,
好像让我们再也看不见你的作为，感觉不到你的爱。
As if we cannot see what you are doing, and we cannot feel how much you love us.
但是主啊，早晨你自己在我们中间再来恩待我们。
But Lord, we ask you to bless us again this morning.
来坚固我们每一个人的信心。
And to establish our faith for everyone.
让我们知道这个信心永远是不凭眼见。
And so that we know that faith is not by sight.
这个信心永远是建立在主的身上。
And this faith is always built in the Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，来恩待我们，来提升我们。
Oh Lord, be gracious to us and to lift us up, Lord.
特别要把我们的环境都交在你的手中。
We specially entrust our environment into your hand.
不让我们成为一个被动忍受的人。
Do not allow us to be so passive and just to bear it.
让我们积极地起来经历，来学你要我们学的。
But then help us to be proactive and want to learn the things that you are teaching us.
来得着你要我们得着的。
And to obtain what you have prepared for us.
把我们中间一切在难处中的弟兄姊妹都交给你。
Lord, we entrust all those who are in hardship among us into your hand.
当我们走不动的时候，主啊，你来扛着我们往前去。
And when we have no strength, Lord, we ask you to, O Lord, carry us.
是的，当我们信不来的时候，神儿子的信心来替代我们。
And when we cannot believe, we pray the faith of the Son of God to take its place.
当每一次仇敌一切的环境在那里说谎言的时候
，And when the enemy will use this environment to speak lies into us.
求你借着圣灵为我们说出神大能的话语来。
Oh Lord, we ask the Holy Spirit to speak the mighty words in our hearts.
谢谢您。
Thank you, Lord.
祝福我们每一位。
Bless everyone here.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我想我们这一阵子一连串的讲到归回、重建与复兴。
And we are talking in series about return, rebuild, and revive.
弟兄姊妹，为什么我们还一直继续讲这样子的一个信息？
And why are we continue on this topic?
弟兄姊妹，因为这个信息太重要了。
And because it is an important message for all of us.
我每一次到主的面前去祷告，想要把它缩减一点，早点结束这个系列。
And every time I pray before the Lord and want to make it more condensed and to end this earlier.
但是我发现主里面都有许多的话要我继续在这里传。
But then I continue to discover that the words of the Lord continues to flow and He wants me to preach it.
弟兄姊妹，因为归回不是一件事情而已。
And because returning is not about one thing.
归回也不是仅仅我们一生的一个大的方向而已。
And returning is not only to establish a clear direction for us either.
归回是我们随时的事情，是我们一生的事情。
But returning is our everyday life and it is all the time.
归回是我们每一个时刻，每一个环境里面该有的态度。
And to return to the Lord is in every moment our right attitude.
我们要随时归回。平行往前。
And so let us be reminded to return to the Lord always at all circumstances.
因为不归回，就说到我们活在被掳的光景里面。
And because if we are not returning to the Lord, that tells us that we are in captivity.
不仅仅我们本身活在仇敌的辖制和掳掠的光景中。
Not only telling us that we are being captured personally.
不管我们是被网络所捆绑也好。
Sometimes people are taken captive by the internet,
不管我们是被钱财所捆绑也好
or by money,
不管我们是被一些不正常的感情罪恶所捆绑也好
or some lust and some sins.
那弟兄姊妹，神要我们随时归回。
But then the Lord is calling us all to return at all times.
而归回之后，神在我们身上要来重建我们。
And because after we return, then He will start to rebuild us.
要把他伟大的生命和信心坐在我们的里面。
And He wants to mold His disposition and character in us.
要把他永远的旨意坐在我们的身上。
And so that the eternal purpose can be fulfilled in us.
在旧约历史里面，不仅仅有第一批的归回。
And so in the Old Testament, not only a first group of people had returned.
接着有第二批，接着有第三批。
And then the second group, and then the third group of people returning.
说到我们的归回是必须持续的。
It tells us that returning must be a continuous thing.
说到神在我们身上那个建造的工作必须一直继续下去。
That the rebuilding of the Lord must be continuous.
所以不仅仅祭坛跟圣殿恢复了就够了。
And so not only the altar or the holy temple was built and that was sufficient.
所以你发现所罗巴伯他们回来把圣殿重新盖起来，把祭坛盖好了。
And so you discover when Zerubbabel returned and to rebuild the altar and the temple.
好像神的百姓在一种欢乐和一种复兴的一个局面里面。
And then the people of the Lord start to rejoice and in a condition of revival.
但是过了将近六十年，神就打发以斯拉带领第二批的百姓归回。
But then after 60 years had passed, then the Lord has sent Ezra to lead the second group of people to return.
当以斯拉回来的时候，我们才发现为什么神要打发他回来。
And when Ezra returned, then we discover the real condition of the people of the Lord.
因为在这六十年的里面，神的百姓有不知不觉开始从复兴的里面开始堕落。
And because only in that short 60 years of time, the people of the Lord had once again fallen.
他们好不容易在神的面前有一点合神心意的生活，又被仇敌开始破坏。
And while they started to just about to begin a life that is pleasing to the Lord, then the enemy's destruction come again.
这个非常像我们个人属灵的经历一样。
And it is, we can all find similarities in our own personal spiritual life.
好像有一阵子神在我们生命里面给我们带进了复兴和祝福。
And sometimes the Lord will revive us and give us some blessings.
我们渴慕神，我们爱神，我们追求神。
Then we can desire the Lord and to love Him and to pursue after Him.
但是过一段时间，我们好像那个东西掉了。
But then after a while, this desire, love, and pursuit has gone.
喜乐掉了，渴慕掉了。
Our joy, our desire has gone.
我们整个生活不知不觉又回到从前的里面去。
And then without knowing, we have fallen into our old bad habits.
因为什么？这正是以斯拉回来的背景。
And that was the conditions of the time when Ezra returned.
所以上次我们已经看见以色列回来以后才知道原来神家出了这么大的问题。
And so last time we discovered a little bit how, what a big problem the house of God had when Ezra returned.
原来圣洁的族类又跟外邦的人混杂了。
And this holy race of God's people is now again intermingled with the Gentiles.
因为姊妹，这是神百姓在旧约里面一再失败的那个 pattern， 那个模式。
And that is the patterns of failure of the people of the Lord in the Old Testament.
又出现在这一批归回原来得胜的子民身上。
And then this same failure is now happening on the people who had returned.
就像四世纪里面讲的第一件事情，他们跟外邦人同居，生活上的掺杂。
And just like the, what the、beginning of the book of Judges talked about, that the people of the Lord is marrying the Gentiles on the land.
他们跟外邦人混居在一起，让外邦人的文化、潮流、观念来影响他们。
And they live together with the Gentiles and allow their culture and the concept to change their lifestyle.
而第二步的堕落，他们就是跟外邦的人结婚，生命上都开始了有掺杂。
And the second stage of their failure is that they intermingle with the Gentiles and talk about the life that is now polluted.
这是以色列为什么撕裂衣服、拔他胡须痛苦的一件原因。
And that is the reason why Ezra suffered such pain, and then he even had to pull out some of the hairs from the head and the beard.
神的儿女们不仅仅在生活跟被世界同化，连生命都被掺杂了。
Not only the people of the Lord now live side by side with the Gentiles, they even live like them.
而接下来第三步的堕落就是他们开始侍奉这些外邦人的神。
Then the first stage of their failure is then they start following them to worship the pagan gods.
所以当以斯拉回来的时候，他发现神家已经出了这么大的问题。
And so when Ezra returned with the second group of people, he discovered this dire condition.
圣洁的族类不仅仅又跟外邦人同住，甚至开始通婚了。
Now this holy race of God is now not only living with Gentiles, but then intermarrying with them.
那弟兄姊妹，这件事情让以斯拉心里面太痛苦。
So Ezra suffered greatly because of this.
而且他说，官长和首领们带头为祸首做这件事情。
And he discovered that even the officials and the leaders of the Israelites are leading to do this kind of thing.
祭司和利未人都在这件事情上有份。
And even the priests and the Levites were involved.
不仅仅讲到神家属灵领袖堕落。
Not only talk about the leaders of the house of God has fallen.
神家的首领和官长也堕落。
And the officials and the leaders, they had all fallen.
所以弟兄姊妹，以斯拉回来恢复一件重要的事情。
And so therefore, Ezra was needed to return to revive something important.
他就是恢复了神律法，就是神的圣言，在神百姓中间该有的地位。
And he reestablished the position of the holy words of the Lord before God's people.
他也借着神的恢复神的圣言。在这里让神的百姓重新过圣别的生活。
And so that by the holy words of the Lord, then the people of God may be sanctified.
弟兄姊妹，这是在归回的子民身上神必须要做的一件重要的事情。
And that is important for God to do when the people are returning to the land.
不仅仅只是让我们里面有一点得释放、得拯救、得复兴的喜乐。和经历而已。
So that we may not only encounter a living experience that is set free and rejoice, but then
神一定要在我们的生活里面让神的话语得到他该得的地位。
God wants to do further a deeper work that He wants to obtain us in His holy word.
神一定要让他的话语在我们的生命和生活上产生该有的圣别的功能。
And so the holy words of the Lord are sent to us so that it can be effective in our daily lives.
上个礼拜五到教会，前天到教会去接孩子的时候。
And a couple of days ago when I go to church to see the kids at church.
哎，弟兄问我说，你上礼拜讲到诗篇103篇，讲到神的百姓是认识神的作为，但是摩西却认识神的法则。
And brother asked me that last week you talked about Psalm 103, talked about Moses know.The statutes of the Lord, but then the people of Israel only knows the deeds of the Lord.
到底什么是神的作为，什么是神的法则？
And what is the Lord's ways and what is the Lord's deeds?
然后怎么样是能够让我们认识神的法则呢？
And how may we now to come to know the Lord's ordinance?
因为这边我想作为跟法则是很容易区分的。
And I think it is very easy to make the distinction between the deeds and the ordinance of the Lord.
作为就是神做了，我们才经历，才体会到。
And the deed is that after the Lord has done it, then we see it and we experience it.
所以我感冒祷告，结果神医治了我，然后我经历到神爱我，神有能力医治我。
So if I have a cold and I pray and then the Lord heal me, then I realize that the Lord has done something for me. He is able.
如果我生病了，我祷告了，神没有医治我，我里面就觉得，嗯。到底神是不是真的爱我？是不是有能力
？But then if I have some sickness, I pray, but then the Lord did not heal me. Then I have to ask myself, will God heal me? Is He able?
这叫做凭着作为来认识神。
And that is for some who knows the Lord by His deeds.
还有一个简单的例子，就是我儿子小的时候，我教他算数。
Another simple example is that when my child was young and I taught him math.
很小的时候教他一位数的相加 ，single digit， 二加三。
And I taught him how to add single digits.
等到他慢慢长大的时候，我教他 carry 有敬畏的，有五加八就变成十三，要敬畏的。
And then when he grow older, I taught him that the two digits.
当我在教他两个数字相加的时候
，Then when I taught him two digits adding two digits,
告诉他超过十要敬畏，要进到下一位去。
And when I kept reminding him to that when it's come to 10, then you have to carry it over to the next column.
我那天他好兴奋哦，他能够从个位数变成加两位数，他高兴得不得了。
So my child was very happy because he knew his own progress.
例如说35加87，我教他到最后是122。
So 35 at 87, then at the end is 122.
就在我教他完两位数相加的同时。
Then while I was teaching him how to do additions, two digits on two digits,
我说你相不相信我现在马上就能够教你五位数的相加。
And then I taught him, do you believe that now you are able to do five digits additions?
然后我就告诉他，我也可以接着教你十位数字的相加。
Then I even taught him that you can now do ten digits addition.
哇，他神奇得不得了。
And then he thought he discovered something so great.
他不再只是两个个位数相加，他可以一下加到十位数了。
Now he is able to add ten digits to ten digits.
凭着作为，就是我只能教他两个加两个。
So if I only could talk by deeds, it means that I can only tell him to do two digits on two digits.
但是当我教他的真正敬畏的原则法则之后。不管多少他都可以加了，对不对
？But if he truly grasps then the reason of this how to do it the method, then he is not only knowing the deeds.
弟兄姊妹，我们对神的话要从神的所事来认识他。
And we must want to know who God is before we can understand His holy word.
什么叫做认识神的法则呢
？And what is to know the statutes of the Lord?
一方面，我们认识他所事的。
And on one hand, we know who He is.
一方面，我们借着他所有的作为里面，我们体会出神有一个原则，他怎么做事情。
Then on the other hand, we discover how He does things and what is His principle.
换句话说，也是从我们各方面的经历里面，我们体会出来。
In other words, we experience and discover those by our own personal relationship with Him.
我不会因为最近一连串祷告没得答应，我就认为神是一个不听祷告的神。
So I will not.Begin to think that God will not hear my prayer, even though my prayers are not answered now.
但是有一天，当我的祷告得着又得到答应以后，我知道为什么前一阵子祷告没有得到答应。
But then, when the time my prayers is answered, then I can realize how come God did not answer me then before.
我仍然知道我的神是一个听祷告的神。
And I still know that the Lord is the Lord who hears prayer.
那弟兄姊妹，我们在生活在各样的事情里面，我们揣摩，我们体会出神的法则。
And so we must experience and to understand the Lord's way in our daily lives.
所以为什么神的话这么重要
？And why that is why the Lord's word is so important.
上一个礼拜我特别跟弟兄姊妹讲到，当主耶稣出来进他执事的时候。
And last Sunday I especially talked about when the Lord Jesus Christ came out to fulfill His ministry.
他在旷野里面撒旦试探主耶稣的第一个问题。
And the first question Satan had for temptation of Jesus.
我们读只是读到表面的故事。你若是神的儿子，就叫这些石头变成食物。
We are only reading the stories, and then if you are the son of God, then you can turn those rocks into food.
但是弟兄姊妹背后却告诉我们一个非常重要的一个功课和属灵的事实。
But then this encounter tells us a very important principle.
仇敌对所有受造的人类给我们最大的一个考验，或者第一个来给我们的考验，就是你生活的根据和依靠到底是什么。
And Satan will test us first on the point of exactly what you are trusting and relying in your daily life.
弟兄姊妹，爱情不能当面包吃，我们都知道。
And we know that love cannot substitute bread for us.
房子不能，汽车都不能代替我们的粮食。
And nothing, not even the house or the car can substitute for our bread.
粮食是一个生命，一个生活里面最基本、最必须有的依靠和根据。
And our food is something that is so important for us that we must rely upon it every day.
当撒旦来这里试探主耶稣的时候，
And when Satan came to tempt Jesus,
在人最基本的依靠和根据上面，
And on the thing that is most basic need for human being,
主耶稣却告诉他，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里说出的一切话。
But then the Lord Jesus declared that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们不仅仅被神带回归回，被神复兴。
Not only we have been brought back by the Lord, and then He rebuild us and revive us.
到底我们要怎么过我们的生活？
But how exactly will we live our everyday life?
到底我们生活的准绳是什么？
And what is the standard for our everyday life?
到底我们的生活里面的依靠到底是什么？
And what are we trusting ultimately?
我怎么知道这件事情我该不该做？
And how do we know if this is something I ought to do?
我怎么知道那个人是不是我将来婚姻的对象？
And how do I know if that is my potential spouse?
我怎么知道当我到了一个地方去，我该进入哪一个教会？
And how do I know which church to enter into?
到底我们夫妻冲突的时候，我们到底应该怎么解决？
And when there's conflict between husband and wife, how shall we solve it?
我们所有生活上的问题，到底我们的根据是什么？
And what is the standard of our everyday life?
当我们碰到困难的时候，我们的依靠到底是什么？
And when we encounter difficulties, and how do we overcome it?
撒旦在这里告诉我们，面包比这一切都重要。
And Satan would deceive us and thinking that bread is more important than everything else.
主耶稣却告诉我们，我们要靠神口里说出的话。
But then the Lord Jesus tells us that we must rely upon every word received out of the mouth of God. 弟兄姊妹，
当以斯拉回来的时候，
And when Ezra returned,
第二批回来，他把神的儿女们中间带来了一个大的祝福。
And he had brought back a great blessing with the people of the Lord.
一方面，当神的话语准神拉在神百姓中间的时候，
And on one hand, when the standard is now clearly set in place,
马上就显出了神儿女们生活上的亏欠和失败。
And then it immediately exposed all the failures and the conditions, the real conditions of the people.
那帮助神儿女们悔改，归向神，回到正路上去。
And it helped people to repent and then begin to come back onto the right path.
那另外一方面，以斯拉回来更是在积极上面把神的话语带回来。
But more proactively speaking, then Ezra had brought back the people of the Lord before the Lord.
我们在尼希米记第八章看见以斯拉藏在神的百姓面前读神的话语。
And we see from Nehemiah chapter 8 that Ezra often read out loud of the Lord's words in front of the people.
百姓听到这么欢乐。
And when everybody heard it, they all rejoiced.
百姓听见了神的律法，他们就愿意顺服，照着去做。
When they heard the law of the Lord pronounced to them, then they will obey and do accordingly.
所以弟兄姊妹，当以斯拉回来的时候，
So when Ezra returned to the land,
他把神伟大的话语带回到神儿女们的中间。
And he had brought back with him the great word of the Lord before his people.
一面让神儿女们从失败软弱里面归回。
And so that all the people who used to fail and now can return.
一面又从这些话语里面认识神的心意是什么，并且活在其中。
But on the other hand, tell them clearly what is the heart of the Lord through the words and so that they can live on the right path.
认识神的应许是什么，也享受在其中。
And to know the promise of the Lord and start to enjoy them.
所以我们看几处的圣经好不好？
And so let's turn the Bible.
我们请看以斯拉记第七章。
And we'll first read Ezra chapter 7.
我们没有时间读太多的经文啊，我们就读两三处就好。
And we don't have time to read them all, just two or three passages.
以斯拉记第七章第十节。
Verse 10.
跟十一节，以斯拉定制考究遵行耶和华的律法，又将律例典章教训以色列人。祭司以斯拉是通达耶和华诫命和是以色列之律例的文士，亚达薛西王赐给他谕旨，上面写着说：诸王之王亚达薛西达于祭司以斯拉，通达天上神律法大德的文士云云。底下就是这个圣旨。
And then as the king gave the decree,
我有几个字在圣经的纲要上面，我用 underline 底下画线。
And I had underlined a few words in my Bible.
请你们都特别注意啊，叫做定制、考究、遵行、教训。
And I also ask you to remember them, pay attention to them, and that is to decide and to search and to obey.
这是以斯拉在读经上的态度。
And that is the attitude of Ezra reading the Bible.
而以斯拉读经的果效呢，从一个外邦的君王口中亲自为他做见证。
And even the Gentile king would give testimony to how Ezra had read the Bible.
亚达薛西说，这个以斯拉是通达天上神律法大德的文士。
And the king had said that this Ezra is the priest who knows the law of the God of heaven, perfect peace.
这么通达神的律法。
And he clearly knows the law of the Lord.
通达到一个地步，人能够从他的通达里面知道他所认识的神是天上的真神。
And he knows the law so well that people can through him realize that the God is the God of the heaven.
所以他读经的果效不仅仅是这么通达神的话。
And so his effective Bible reading,
而且一件很重要的事情就是这些话在他的身上产生了圣别的生活和该有的见证。
And actually has started to bear fruit on this person that he is holy for the Lord.
所以亚达薛西王称他为大德的文士。
And so King Artaxerxes talked about him as the scribe of perfect peace.
那个在十八节的地方，亚达薛西把所有的金银就交在他的手中，这么信任他。
And so later on, Artaxerxes had brought, entrusted to him all this gold and silver.
他说：“你替我去买牛羊这些献祭的物，献在耶和华的祭坛上。”
And commissioned him to buy the bull and the sheep to for the offerings upon the altar of the Lord.
他说：“剩下的金银，你和你的弟兄看怎么好就怎么用。”
And then he even trusted him to spend the money according to Ezra's delight.
总要照着你神的旨意。
According to the words of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这个王太信任以斯拉了。
And because the king so trusted Ezra.
他可以把他的金银都交在这个人的手中。
And so he was trusting him to give him all the gold and silver.
因为他从他的身上他看见了神话语所彰显出来的美德。
And because through Ezra he could see the power of the word of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，上个礼拜我跟弟兄姊妹发出了一个这么重要的挑战。
And so last week I gave an important challenge to all of you.
神的话不仅仅是白纸黑字上面的律例典章而已。
Not only the words of the Lord are marked black and white clearly on the Bible, his ordinance and statutes.
我们一起来复习上个礼拜所背的经文，约翰福音第一章第一节。
And let us review what we have remembered from last week, first, Gospel of John, chapter 1.
太初有道，道与神同在。
In the beginning was
the
word.
道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物都是借着他造的。凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。弟兄姊妹，不仅仅是一个道。
The word was not only the word.
圣经上告诉我们说，道就是神。
But then the word was God.
而神能够成为肉身显现出来的时候，人都要归荣耀给神。
So when the word could become flesh and to reveal God, then everybody will give glory to God.
所以以斯拉不仅仅是一个熟读神律法的人。
And so Ezra not only familiarized himself with the law.
他是一个大德的文士。
But he was the scribe of perfect peace.
君王在这里信任他，推崇他。
And the king trusted him and honored him.
百姓也在这里尊重顺服他。
And even the people honored him and obeyed him.
弟兄姊妹，我如果在弟兄姊妹面前打开摩西五经念给你们听，可能你们都睡着了。
And if I just open the Bible and read you the Pentateuch, then perhaps many will fall asleep.
以斯拉读圣经的时候，众民无不痛哭啊。
But then when Ezra opened the Bible and read the words, then everyone cried.
弟兄姊妹，神的话语透过这个人，带着天上的力量，在神儿女们的中间。
And the words of God was coming in with great power through this person among the people.
这个人神也重用他。
And so the Lord also used him mightily.
神不仅使用他成为第二批归回的领袖，带进了神家的复兴。
Not only has established him as the leader of the second group of people returning.
圣经学家告诉我们，不仅仅以斯拉记是以斯拉写的。
And not only the Bible scholar told us that Ezra not only had written the book of Ezra.
列王记上、列王记下、历代志上、历代志下，都是以斯拉写的。
And First and Second King, First and Second Chronicles, they were all written by the hand of Ezra.
他把整个神家、神国度的兴衰历史这么清楚地记下来，我圣灵接纳，圣灵印证。
And he had clearly stated all the history of Israel and even the Holy Spirit witnessed for him.
圣经这个教会历史告诉我们，犹太人的历史也告诉我们，以斯拉把整个旧约圣经重新整理编写。
And the Israelites and also the church history told us that Ezra had consolidated and to write the history of the entire Israel.
他将整个希腊文希伯来原文的旧约圣经24卷，他重新编排整理，成为我们今天的旧约。
And then he had sorted out the 24 books of the Old Testament of the Hebrews.And change it to the 39th book that we have today.
弟兄姊妹，就因着一个这样子的器皿。
And it's because of this vessel.
对神话语绝对的尊重和接受。
And he honored and accepted the Lord's words completely.
让神的话语来改变他，来影响他。
And he allowed the words of the Lord to change him.
以至于神把他从巴比伦带回来的时候。
And so when God brought him back from Babylon,
他给神家带来了这么大的祝福。
And he had brought back such a great revival.
不仅仅是那一个世代的圣徒们。
Not only for the people at that time.
包括了今天你我在座我们所拿到的圣经。
But including the Bible we have in hand.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神让我们看重神的话语。
And we ask the Lord to help us to highly esteem the words of God.
我们再简单看一下以斯拉怎么样子在这里把神的话，把神的话语祝福带给神的百姓。
And then we will simply examine some of the fact that Ezra had done.
我们看一下尼希米记第八章。
Nehemiah chapter 8.
我们很快的读几节就好了。
And we'll quickly read through a few verses.
第八章第五节。以斯拉站在众民，以斯拉站在众民以上，在众民眼前展开这书。他一展开，众民就都站起来。弟兄姊妹，说到他一打开书，所有神的百姓就站起来。
It tells us that Ezra opened the book and all the people stood up.
弟兄姊妹，因为这个人不是只是打开一本物质的书。
And because he's not only opening up a material book.
神的百姓知道，当这个人把他的圣书一打开来的时候。
But then when the people of the Lord realize that this person has opened up the Holy Word.
好像天就被打开来。
As if the heaven is now open to them.
神的百姓就已经知道天上的神要借着他说话。
And then the people of the Lord knows that God of heaven is now speaking to all of them.
就像我上礼拜说的那个弟兄，每一次读经都像对圣经鞠个躬一样。
And just like the example I gave last week, the brother, whenever he opened up the Bible to read, he would first bow towards it.
他们知道这跟打开任何一本书不一样。
And because he realized that this is a different and a special book.
所以一打开，神的儿女们就已经产生了敬畏的心。
So when Ezra opened the book, then all the people of the Lord fear.
第六节，当以斯拉在这里称颂耶和华至大的神的时候。
And when Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God.
众民都举手应声说阿们阿们，就低头面伏于地敬拜耶和华。
Then all the people answered Amen, Amen while lifting up their hands and they bowed their heads and worshipped the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这个人不是随便在那里讲神的话。
And he does not just casually speak about the words of God.
而是神透过了这个人在说话。
But then God is speaking through this person.
当他用圣经的话在那里敬拜，在那里称颂耶和华的时候。
So when he was using the words of the Lord to praise and to worship,
不用人教，人就跪在地上。
And without asking for people to do it, everybody bowed down onto the ground.
人就伏在圣洁神的同在中。
And they all submit themselves to the Holy God.
我们看第九节。
And verse 9.
众民听见律法书上的话就都哭了。
And then the people of the Lord heard the words of the law, then they all cried.
弟兄姊妹，今天很多人熟读圣经是帮助了他们的指头一直指向所有的人。
And some people read the Bible and familiar with it is to help them to have more accusation to others.
你看看你这样子不行, 你看看你那样子不行。
And they will use the words of the Lord to accuse them, this is not so, and you cannot do it that way.
弟兄姊妹当以色拉读出圣经的时候,
but then when Ezra read the word of God,
众民听见, 他们就哭了。
And the people heard it, then they wept.
而且他们都哭了。
And all the people wept.
弟兄姊妹, 真像我说的, 那个圣书被打开来的时候,
and just like what I said, when the holy book is now open,
天开了,
the heavens is now open,
神的心向百姓们开了,
and the heart of the Lord is now laid bare before everyone,
神的爱涌流出来,
and his love is flowing forth,
神的光临到神的儿女们,
and his light is now shining on his people,
神的圣言带着天上的力量和安慰临到神的百姓,
and the holy word is coming with power and comfort from the Lord.
错的叫人悔改,
and those who have committed mistakes and now repent,
痛苦软弱的在这里得到安慰,
and those who wept in bitterness is now comforted,
他们靠耶和华而得的喜乐是我们心里的力量,
and they have received a great strength from the Lord as the joy.
弟兄姊妹何等的不同,
and it is so different.
而到了十三节,
and until verse 13,
次日众民的族长祭司立位人又都聚集到文士以斯拉那里要留心听律法书上的话。
Now on the second day, the heads of the father's house of all the people with the priests and Levites were gathered to Ezra the scribe in order to understand the words of the law.
他们越读越听, 里面就有一个越深的渴慕,
as if they have this deeper and more stronger desire for the words of the Lord.
他们巴不得更多听见神的话,
and once they have heard, they now want more.
弟兄姊妹这是我们每一个老基督徒身上的危机啊。
And this is the crisis for a lot of old Christians for many years.
我们对神的话失去了渴慕,
and so often we have lost the desire for the words of God.
我们对神的话没有反应了,
and so often we are not even responsive to His word.
年轻的约西亚王当他一听见律法书上的话的时候他就撕裂衣服在主的面前悔改。
And when we see the young Joshua the prince, and when he heard of the word of the Lord, then he started to cry and tore his clothes. But then so many times, because we have believed in the Lord for so many years, when we heard his words announced to us, then our heart is not responsive.
弟兄姊妹当神的儿女们跟神的关系对的时候,
but then when the people of the Lord has the right relationship with God,
当神儿女们的脚步是走在归回的路上的时候,
and when the people of the Lord is now on the path of returning,
你发现那个渴慕在我们里面是不断增长的,
and then you shall discover that this desire is alive and continues to grow in us.
我们听了我们还想再听,
and we have heard and we want to hear more.
弟兄姊妹最后在第十八节的时候他们从头一天直到末一天, 以斯拉每日念神的律法书。
And lastly, we read verse 18, and then we realize that from the first day to the last day, Ezra was reading the book of the law in front of the people every day.
弟兄姊妹这个科目都不是暂时的。
And that tells us that the desire is not a short-lived one,
一个持续的科目,
but a continuous one.
神话语也不是只是蜻蜓点水偶尔一次的影响他们。
And the word of the Lord is not just to touch upon them lightly, accidentally.
神的话是每一天的领导他们。
But then it is coming upon them strongly every day.
弟兄姊妹我们要过一个得胜的基督徒生活吗?
And if we are to live a victorious Christian life,
我们要过一个合神心意的生活吗?
And to live a life that is pleasing to the Lord,
我们要过一个真正享受神一切应许的生活吗?
And that will enjoy all the Lord's promises.
弟兄姊妹到底今天神的话在我们身上是一个怎样的情形?
And we must ask ourselves exactly how we are responding to the words of God.
所以当我们读完以斯拉 他怎样读圣经和他带出来的影响的时候,
so after we read the person Ezra, how he read the words of God and how he became,
我想我们在这里都会产生一些问题。
And then we will have a series of questions.
第一个, 为什么?
And first is why?
为什么是同样一本书, 以斯拉却能够这样子的影响他自己, 影响到别人?
And how come Ezra read the same book as us and then he is so different, influencing himself and others?
那第二个问题我们会问的,
and the second question is,
那么今天神的话也可以一样的这样子的影响我们祝福我们并且借着我们去影响别人吗?
And can the same word of God influence us and also through us influencing others?
那如果答案是肯定的话我们就会有第三个问题。
And if we answer yes still, then we will bring forth the third question,
就是到底我们怎么样子 可以得到话语给我们该有的祝福。
And that is exactly how we can reap the blessings from the holy words of God.
到底要怎么样子也让神的话语不仅仅祝福我们，也让我们借着我们祝福了别人。
So exactly how that we can use the holy words not only to bless us but to others.
那第一个问题我刚才一开始已经讲过了。
And the first question I talked about in the beginning.
以斯拉不仅仅是通达天上神的律法，他熟读神的圣经。
And not only Ezra is familiarized himself with the law of God of heaven,
他是让神的话在他的身上有主权、有地位。
But he allows the Lord of God to rule over him in his words.
他不仅仅熟读，他也活出了神的话语。
Not only he familiarized himself with the words, but then he also live it out.
他不仅仅熟读圣经，也让圣洁的话在他的身上产生圣别的功用。
Not only he knows the word so well, but then he allows the words of God to reap effect on him.
换句话说，他不仅仅只是知道神的道。
In other words, not only he knows about the words of God,
他也碰到了那位说话的神。
And he has also come to meet with this Lord who speaks.
让神的话改变了他的生命，影响了他的生活。
And so that the words of God could change his life and influence his living.
这就是我们每一次在我们教会圣经研读班的时候，一开始我必须重复的两件事情。
And that is what I often repeat when we start a new series of Bible study.
我说我们要渴慕读主话的时候，来遇见那位说话的神。
And I often remind people that whenever we come to with a desire to read the Lord's the words of the Lord, we want to desire Him who speaks.
我们也要有一个心智，让神的话可以改变我们的生命，来影响我们的生活。
And also, we must make up our mind to allow the words of God to change our life and to influence our livings.
那我们来到第二个问题。
And so it comes to the second question.
我们有可能像以斯拉这样吗？
And is it possible for us also to become like Ezra?
弟兄姊妹，在雅各书第五章，神用的圣经一个伟大的先知以利亚给我们开了一条门。
And in James chapter 5, the Lord has opened up a way through the doings of Elijah in that book.
所有旧约神的得胜者，神所重用的器皿，都跟我们是有一样的信心。
And all the overcomers in the Old Testament or New that they have the same kind of personalities as us.
啊，跟我们一样是在罪孽里面所生的。
And because we are all born from sin.
啊，跟我们一样带着堕落亚当的性情和肉体。
And we also carry with the fallen dispositions of Adam.
但是唯一的不同是在于这些人他们对神信而顺服的态度。
But then the difference for the overcomers is that they not only trust the Lord, but they obey.
他们把自己放在神的手中。
And they have committed themselves to the hands of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，以斯拉所有的圣经还比不上我们今天手上有的圣经。
And actually, Ezra does not have the complete Bible as we have today.
他只有部分的旧约圣经在他的手中。
He only got a portion of it.
今天我们有整本的旧约。
But today we have the entire Old Testament.
我们更有新约里面一切的祝福和应许。
And we even have the New Testament, all its promise and blessing.
弟兄姊妹，这是旧约所有神的仆人们羡慕都羡慕不到的。
And I believe that all the people of the Old Testament, the servant of God, they desire to have such a book in their hands.
真伟大的圣言交在我们的手中啊，弟兄姊妹。
And now the holy oracles of God is now commissioned to us.
所以关键不在于外面，关键在于我们这些器皿。
And so the key is not about our environment, but about each of us, the vessel.
宝贝放在瓦器里面。
And the treasure is now placed in the vessel.
有什么神可以使用他们，神可以使用我们。
And God could use them, God could likewise use us.
就像程度上、影响的范围上，我们赶不上他们。
And perhaps we cannot measure up to their capacity and the level.
但是那个原则和神对我们的期望都是一样的。
But then the principle and the heart of God for us is just the same.
神希望他的话真实地祝福我们。
And because God wants to bless us truly through His word.
神希望他的话真实地改变我们。
And He desires a true changing transformation from us.
就是神希望他的话真的借着我们也去影响别人，改变别人。
And we believe that God even wants us to the word to live out through our flesh to change others as well.
所以我们现在来到第三个问题，到底我要怎么样子让神的话在我身上产生他该有的果效？
Then we bring forth the third question. Exactly how may I cooperate with the words of the Lord to bring forth its effect?
怎么样子能够借着我们产生他该有的影响？
And so that we can also be influential.
刚才我们圣经里面读到以斯拉读经的态度，他定制、考究、遵行神的律法， 并且把神的律法教训给神的百姓。
And so firstly, we talked about Ezra's attitude of reading the word. He set his heart to study the law of the Lord and to practice it and to teach his statutes.
所以第一件事情决定跟我们的心智发生关系，需要定智 ，set our heart。
And so we know that the first thing we all have to do is to set our heart right.
弟兄姊妹，我听到太多的弟兄姊妹说，我觉得我亏欠我在读经上没有好好认真。
And so many people often tell me that, oh, they feel that they should read the Bible more diligently.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有多少天可以来这样讲我们的亏欠。
But then we should remind ourselves that we cannot keep repeating it without doing something about it.
马上就要去见主，或是主马上就回来。
And our days are indeed limited.
所以我们不要把我们的理由光放到我们的惰性上面。
And so do not make excuses over our bad habits.
弟兄姊妹，我们不肯好好读主的话。
And if we are not to read the words of the Lord diligently.
还有一个很重要的关键，就是我们没有真正的相信，体会到圣经的重要和宝贵。
And one of the points that we have to remind ourselves is that we haven't identified and to really treasure the words of the Lord and how precious it is to our hearts.
记得上个礼拜我一开始问弟兄姊妹，神话语有什么重要和宝贵？要大家讲十个点，好容易我们就讲了十几个点。
And I asked people last week and how to name 10 points about the preciousness of the Word of God, and everybody could name some.
那我上个礼拜不好意思接着问说，既然这么重要，为什么不读
？And I should have followed up with the question, since you know that it's so important, why don't you have a good reading habit of the Bible?
报纸报不查是哪一周有一个 lottery 快要开奖的，是$2亿啊。
And the newspaper recently talked about this a big jackpot of lottery somewhere.
人中奖的机会这么小，但是排长龙的要去买一张票。
And the odds of getting the first prize is so small, but then so many people will even line up for it.
他们知道奖是真的，有可能得到就是。
And because they realize that that jackpot is big and it is possible for them to get it.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们讲神的应许，讲圣语的宝贵，我们都讲得这么肯定。
And then when we talked about the preciousness of the Holy Spirit and God's promise is so real and so sure.
但是我们的行为和我们的经历证明我们不是真正的宝贵，真正的相信这些应许。
But then so often our words and our deeds proven to ourselves that indeed it is not that precious to us.
可能我们也没有真正的尝到它的好处。
But then the question is that have we truly tasted its goodness?
那第三个我们不读的原因是仇敌有计划的来拦阻我们读经。
And the third reason why we often do not read the Bible is because of the enemy's working.
四世纪第六章讲到，每一次当神百姓撒种的时候，米甸人就来，就破坏他们。
And Judges chapter 6 talked about every time the people of the Lord sow the seeds, and then the Midianites will come to destroy.
每逢撒种的时候。
Whenever they sow seeds.
而且撒母耳记上十三章讲到神的百姓跟非利士人要征战的时候。
And 1 Samuel chapter 13, when talked about the people of the Lord to fight against the Philistines.
以色列中没有一个铁匠。
And there was not an iron smith among the people of Israel.
所以到了征战的日子，除了扫罗和约拿单，没有一个人手里有兵器的。
So at the time of the warfare, then not one of the people of Israel have a weapon in his hand.
仇敌有心的不让我们得到圣灵的宝剑。
And the enemy wants to destroy us so that we cannot hold onto the sword of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣讲撒种比喻的时候，讲到撒在路旁，飞鸟立刻来把它给吃尽了。
And the Lord Jesus even talked about the parable of sowing seeds, that when the seed was sown, and then the birds immediately would come and to eat all of them up.
主告诉我们这么清楚，这些种子就是神的道。
And the Lord explained it so clearly that these seeds are the word of the Lord.
啊，神的道一撒出来的时候，飞鸟立刻来把它给吃尽了。
And when the word of God is now sung, then the bird immediately come and to eat them all up.
弟兄姊妹，我们不为着我们读经的生活起来祷告、起来征战、起来争取的话，我们不会有时间好好祷告、读经祷告。
And if we do not really fight this war and to really pray about it and to increase the desire for the word, then we won't have a habit of reading the word.
第二个讲到考究，他认真地读主的话。
And then secondly, talked about how he seriously studied the word of the Lord.
他不是马马虎虎随便地读。
And he did not just scan through it.
有一次有一个人，人家请他为他们生的双胞胎祷告。
And one time a person asked someone else to pray for his newborn twins.
神啊, 求你大大使用这一对双胞胎。
And then the person started to pray, Oh Lord, use these twins mightily.
就像你当初使用以利亚跟以利沙这一对双胞胎一样。
And just like you use, just like you use mightily Elijah and Elisha, these twins.
那是圣经马马虎虎地读过去。
And he just casually scanned through the Bible.
随随便便地读过去。
And without knowing the facts.
弟兄姊妹, 在圣盖伯有一个老弟兄已经90岁了。
And there is an elderly brother in St. Gabriel, he's in his 90s.
加深弟兄告诉我说他们每一次教会礼拜五的读经聚会。
And Brother Timothy Liang told me that every time on Friday night, the Bible study,
这个老弟兄都把他今天要读的圣经那么清楚地写好笔记,他已经要有好几本的笔记簿。
And this elderly brother will always prepare himself at home first and to write down notes about what this Bible study is about.
讲到他认真地考究神的圣经。
And talk about an elderly brother who studied the words of the Lord carefully.
然后他遵行。
And then he started practicing it.
让神的话来改变他的生命，来影响他的生活。
And he let the words of the Lord to change his life and to influence his living.
他不让神的话只是读过去。
And he would not allow the words of the Lord just to read through his lips.
就像有人想买个眼镜，就能够让自己可以开始会识字，变得聪明。
And just like some ignorant people may think that with glasses, then they can start read.
我们觉得那是一件愚昧的事情，不可能的事情。
And we knew that, you know, one cannot learn to read by just having a pair of glasses.
那不过是让你看起来像个有学问的人。
And because the glasses only allow you to look like a scholar.
神的话如果不借着顺服进到我们的生命。
But the words of the Lord, if without obeying it, we cannot truly practice it.
最后他把神的话拿来教训神的百姓。
And lastly, he teach the words of the Lord to the people of God.
因为当他起来教训的时候，何等不同的果效和祝福出现。
And when he stood up to preach the words of the Lord, and how different it was and influential it was.
因为他前面他读经的态度何等的不同。
And because he studied the Bible differently.
我没有空去细讲读经的方法，我们在初心造就已经讲过。
And I cannot tell you in details how to study the Bible. We have other we talked about it before.
我最后耽误弟兄姊妹三五分钟，我交通一下，我上个礼拜五在Sunnyvale跟他们交通到的。
And lastly, I want to share with you what I shared at Sunnyvale Fellowship last Friday night.
我说我们现在基督徒读圣经常常有四种的层次。
And Christians today often read the Bibles in these four kinds of levels.
那第一种就像我们刚才说的，马马虎虎、随随便便地来读圣经。
And the first kind is that they just casually scan through the words of God.
我们应付性的，或者只是这样子看过去而已。
And we just like read it through casually, or we just read the passage that we need to talk about it.
所以圣经关起来的时候，对我们没有产生任何的祝福、帮助或是改变。
So once we close the Bible, then they don't actually influence us at all.
它可能只是一个习惯。
It was a habit for us.
那弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常可惜、没有果效的读经生活。
And that is a very pitiful and not effective way of reading the words.
那第二种的读经。
The second kind of reading the Bible, and it is a great progress.
就像有人说的，在心思里面，我们像读 contract, 读契约一样，我们完全了解，完全掌握。And
the analogy is like we are reading contracts, and then we use our mind to understand all the big and small points.
你不会去买房子，买任何东西，看都不看就签名的，你一定去了解它。
And it's just like you're reading a contract of buying a house, and you will want to read everything about it.
而在情感里面，我们像读情书一样。
And in your emotion, it's like you're reading a love letter from a loved one.
我们是带着爱。
With great love.
是读一位有关系的神跟我们之间的交通。
And to read the words that from the God whom we have relationship with.
而我们的意志呢，像读圣旨一样。
And our will is like reading His own decree.
我们里面带着一个顺服，绝对顺服的心思。And
with a heart of obedience, absolute obedience to Him.
弟兄姊妹，你说第二种的读经生活好不好
？And brothers and sisters, isn't the second kind much better?
太好了。
Yes, it is good.
心思上像读契约一样，我们 fully understand.
And the heart is just like reading the contract, and we fully understand what it says.
我们情感带着爱，像读情书一样。
And emotionally. emotionally we are like reading a love letter.
而我们的意志像读圣旨一样，我们这样子的愿意顺服。
And our will is like reading the decree, and we want to obey it.
弟兄姊妹，这第二种的读经已经非常好了。
And the second kind of Bible reading is so good.
还有第三种的读经。
And then the third kind is coming.
更往前一步。
And even a higher, more progressive one.
你的以赛亚书五十五章。
It's like Isaiah 55.
神的话说，你们当就近我来，侧耳而听，就必得活。
And the words of God says, you must come draw near and incline your ears to hear, and then you will live.
我们不是只是在读契约、读情书、读圣旨而已。
And we are not to read the contract, love letters, or the decree from a king.
我们乃是遇见的那位说话的神。
But we will use these words to meet the Lord whom who is speaking to us.
我们听见了神借着圣经对我们所说的话。
That we can hear the Lord who is speaking to us through His words.
我们活活的被带到了这位说话的神面前。
And we are brought forth alive before the Lord who speaks.
弟兄姊妹，我真不知道要去如何形容这种有福的境界啊。
And I do not know how to describe for you this blessed moment.
那我们真带着一个这么简单的信心。
But if you come with a simple faith,
神啊，你的仆人在这里。
Oh God, your servant is here.
请你说话。
Please speak to me.
借着圣经再来对我说话。
Please speak to me through your word.
这就是以赛亚书五十五章说的，你们当就近我来，侧耳而听。
And that's what Isaiah 55 talked about, that draw close to me and incline your ears to hear.
弟兄姊妹，那位说话的神要亲自向我们显现，对我们说话。
Because the God who speaks wants to reveal himself to us and to speak to us.
有好几次我读圣经读到一半，我读不下去了。
And so often I read the Bible and I could not read on.
因为我们真遇见了那位说话的神。
And because surely I come to meet the Lord.
让我们伏在他的面前，我们敬拜他。
And then we will pause and to worship him.
我们整个人伏在地上，把最高的敬拜来归给他。
And we'll bow low on the ground to give him the highest worship.
在他的脚前，我们向他降服。
And to submit ourselves to him completely at his feet.
弟兄姊妹，我愿意在这里跟弟兄姊妹发出一个挑战。
And I would like to give another challenge to you.
在下一个礼拜我们读经的里面，我们试着照以赛亚书五十五章所说的。
And let us all try to read our Bible with the attitude of Isaiah 55.
我们不是只是带着渴慕和认真的态度读这本圣经。
Not only with desire and a serious attitude.
我们带着信心来到神的面前。
But we must remember to come forth with faith to come before the Lord.
你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
And if we draw near to the Lord, then He will draw near to us.
当就近我来，侧耳而听。
And draw near to the Lord and incline your ears to hear.
你们就必得活。
And then you shall live.
让我们都有那种第一手面对面的遇见了神的经验。
And let us all come to meet the Lord face to face and have a first-hand experience with Him.
我们不是在那里想象一个经历，而是让主借着圣经真正的对我们说话。
We are not only there to enjoy a moment of experience, but we really want the living God to speak to us.
而读经最后的一个更高的一个境界。
And the highest level of read, the even higher level of reading the Bible is.
就是我们约翰福音所说的，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And that is what the opening of John talked about, that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
我们不仅仅只是我们自己来到神的面前遇见了神。
Not only we will come ourselves and come to meet the Lord,
而这个道就是神。
But then we realize that this word was God.
神自己住在他的话里面。
And God himself is in his word.
好，我们真读下去的时候，神借着他的话融合在我们的生命里面。
And if we truly throw ourselves in his words, then we know that the God is in us also.
道要成为肉身在我们的中间，丰丰满满的有恩典有真理。
And then the word of the Lord will come to dwell in us and among us full of grace and truth.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的求神帮助我们。
And we ask the Lord to truly help us.
神的话语太重要了。
And because the word of the Lord is so important.
让我们只是改变那种外面那种表面随便的读经。
And let us change all our bad habits of scanning through the words without carefully studying.
让我们带着一个这么深的信心，知道神要借着圣经继续对我们说话。
But then with full faith that will come before the Lord and know that He will speak to us through His words.
而让这个活道里面的生命，活道里面的神自己来抓住我们，来改变我们。
And so that the life in this living word, the God in this living word, to come forth to lay hold of us.
也借着我们来改变别人。
And through us, other people may be influenced.
我们最后是唱一节的诗歌。
And lastly, we'll sing one verse from the hymn.
237首。
And 237.